has done and what most everyone likes to do.
Yeah.
And then we will
differentiate. Okay.
But I can go and meet these. Anyway, this is discussing the responsibilities of the GDC men in their zones. We've already said to organize opening new temples, to appoint temple presidents for new temples, to be responsible for training all temple presidents and ensuring spiritual standards. In the case of major deviation or resignation,
thing we've done is a comment that Asnani form hasn't specified on devotional principles.
It's both a legal document and a spiritual document.
Yes.
Everything you heard,
you cannot have that. So it must be legal also. Yes.
Is something you can
do? So, make this. I know.
Put Brahman on the highest mention. Make the Brahman on the Swami. Make him top
portion. Another?
Ramananda Swami's proposal, top portion. Did just add?
Yes. So, whatever the best tradition after, make it.
Can you give it to the
Don't keep it. Very fine. Well,
it's just a matter of packing it then.
Huh?
We can't sign anything now. It's not in.
No. As we say, you want to make some addition or tradition to that. So make it complete, then we can invent it.
Yes. Everyone has agreed on what it should be.
Has everyone agreed?
Well, what do you mean? One of you composers, then let us all see what it says. I can read it out loud. Alright, so the whole thing then, read like this. The proposal then should read like this. I, spiritual name, as an initiated disciple and GDC secretary,
both things should be there.
It should start with this, and then.
Well, I'm not sure where it should start with that.
Both names should be there because spiritual name is not legal.
Yeah.
Both names. As GDC secretary to Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Johnson, Swami Prabhupada,
founder, you invent one copy, your copy, and let everything alter it and correct it, and then copy the same thing for Ananda, that will be easy. You just fill up one copy, and you are doing. So make that tradition, alteration, your name, your system, and everything comes. So, following that copy, others will. Is that not right?
I recommend that we keep this one.
Or you can make anyone you can come.
In this shape.
You can make tradition, alteration, everything. And if it completes, then take that.
So maybe at the very least you can write out final draft of it,
yes.
Including both things, and then you can read it to everyone. Should we go on while he's writing?
Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
But the main purpose of these points is simply to try to put it down in writing what the GDC man can do himself, what things he requires the whole group, what things he requires to consult with others on. In this way, so there won't be any question what I can do, what I can't do. Is that alright?
Mm.
Okay. To ensure that the highest standards, including spiritual, temple worship, sankirtan, propaganda, recruitment of new devotees and life members, financial management, and repayment of all debts are being adhered to.
Why debts? Yes. Debts should be avoided. Not payment, but one should not pay. Yes.
All the temples are in debt.
Why?
Yes. Is it OBBT money or... they owe bank money.
That's not good. That's a good. No debt. That's the key. When you temple want to make debt, it has to find somebody to give it to them.
Yes.
Make it clear.
That's nice.
Don't try to use it as you put it in. And put the society to death. Otherwise, it's funny.
That's included in here more or less.
Make it clear. You cannot create any debt.
Like to come to this festival and put everyone in debt. Next point is to ensure,
let me just make sure this is understood. Any debt that any temple is going to make has to be approved by the GDC representatives.
Debt, you mean a loan?
Loan. But
loan is out of debt.
Yes. But if they are buying DDT books, if on the book it may seem debt, but in fact he should know that he's going to pay for it in the very least, that you do not consider need approval, do you?
The books are sold on consignment.
And that is out.
If they fall behind, then it becomes a debt.
That's it, 30 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In other words, as long as he meets the term, it's not a debt. It's not a loan.
Yes.
As soon as it goes over the term, it's unapproved.
In a loan where you're paying on time, that's a debt?
Yes. That's a loan that has to be approved. That has to be as much as possible avoided. In other words, everything you're doing more or less on cash basis, don't depend on tomorrow.
Otherwise, something president may leave. This is how so many debts, so many loans, so many...
If the temple president doesn't understand,
teachers.
God, this is right.
Yeah, that's rule. Next point is to ensure that the proper criterion for recommending candidates for initiation be followed.
That is being done.
And to ensure that
the... Is
there any fixed amount of time that one has to be in the society to get first finding out initiations?
Because I know we have already fixed 6 months for one.
Yes. 6 months for, and for about initiation?
1 year is after that.
Oh, we didn't plan yet. Within 1 year, it does not become to stand any chance.
The recommendation here should have passed on here.
That is by the president.
Yes, that the president's recommendation is overseen, is scrutinized by GDT, so that when your divine grace gets the recommendation, it's been by someone else, it's been checked. Do you think it's unnecessary?
It is.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. If one is not personally, it means
checked. Yeah. So this is unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the addition directly, you know, you just have to put someone over directly present in the
right.
That's
right.
After first initiation, so one has to wait 1 year to get second initiation?
6 months.
At least 6 months.
6 months after first initiation.
After first
initiation. All right. The next role for the GDC man is to act as a designated representative of Srila Prabhupada to settle all philosophic procedural disputes which may arise and not settled at the temple level. In other words, any philosophic question, temple president can't ask. If there's some philosophic question, temple president can't answer it, then the GDC
can't answer.
Right. Or if there's some quarrel, one man isn't like another man, the temple president can't solve it, then the GDC can solve it. Yes.
It is the age of quarrel.
Why is that being?
The next one is to obtain reports from the temple presidents, financial reports like this, see that things are being...
The general reports should be submitted.
Right.
At least monthly.
Yes. So to obtain all reports
from the temple after the individual journalism.
We have kind of a system outlined in here how reports can be done. It's a technical thing, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That everyone is chanting Krishna. Everyone is following the principles. So much money received.
Right.
So much money deposited in the bank.
Right.
This is the balance. And this is general business.
Right. Yeah, we have
the financial means what they have collected, what they have spent.
Right.
And general because yes, everyone is chanting. Or he is not chanting in spite of warning. Right?
Yes.
This is the reason.
We have some guidelines in here about that. So, should I go on with this?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, besides having a zonal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
a GDC man may have a functional responsibility,
mm-hmm.
like
functional responsibility, go and see the example.
Now, one point we've included that we haven't really done before is the idea of establishing committees and individuals.
Amongst the GDs, they can
right.
pick up some members and make a comment for the particular.
For example, we put down that there may be a regional committee. It's like in Europe, you have a regional committee for managing, I understand.
What is it?
Isn't it Bhagavan?
Yes,
Bhagavan
and Brahmananda.
So it's a kind of regional committee for managing.
Yes.
So we similarly...
That we can say. What is happening?
I think what Srila Prabhupada has said to us is that if you have very close cooperation, the spirit of committee consultation always exists.
Yes.
Like if Bhagavan Das is in U.S., then Sasvarupa Maharaj and Rupananda Prabhu will consult with him. Like they always consult with each other. They should always. And this spirit should go on amongst the 12. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm in Tehran, it's a financial matter.
Don't deal with politics.
The spirit should be that you write me and ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you all the service that I can. This should come, you know.
For example, in
not
United
States. Not so much necessarily committees and formal.
So if a committee is necessary, it will be decided by the first phase, decided by the and I'm
for example, one committee that I would propose
mm-hmm.
is in the United States, and some we share so many similar problems, and so many problems overlap.
Well, the GDC is already there,
mm-hmm.
but that is something there to help them. But for any special purpose, the committee is there.
Another example kind of committee would be. Some projects. Say the Gurukula, for example.
I have elected this committee in general because the German travel is great.
Mm-hmm.
But the German travel is over, there is no need for it. It is only for this particular person. Because then they have to defend, call, they have to see. Two, three heads. Not one, one head, many, but.
It's
committee in first person, but otherwise the standing committee GDC is already there.
Just as a question.
Yes, I appointed the committee to investigate. But that committee is not sent. Similarly, the committee may be for some special circumstances. Otherwise, the GDC committee is sufficient.
The main point about that is the GDC. We all meet together once a year.
Yes, and form all the 43 discuss what we are going to do in the church. Exactly, you can discuss the German affair.
Yes.
And find out how to find out. But suppose it is in the hands of the Dalai and his friends.
Take for another example, there's the ISKCON food relief program. The last year we discussed this, but no one was given any specific responsibility for it, and nothing really has been, some money has been collected, but nothing major has been done. My idea would be that if there were a committee, say 2-3 men, formed, who would conjointly discuss and work on these projects, such as this ISKCON food relief, then more would get done.
I just want to ask a question. We're at this meeting right now concerning ISKCON and GBC, but are we going to have some kind of meeting regarding the GBC? Because that's a very pressing matter also. Is that going to come in these discussions, or are we going to have a separate
GBC? I'm going back to discussion.
But you mentioned in Miami, this is the reason I'm bringing up, in Miami we mentioned that we would be discussing in my report. Something, you know, should be done for the...
What is that something? The fact something is that everyone is complaining that they're not getting investment. What's the problem? How to stop this complaint?
In India?
Yes. India is an embassy. It's an embassy because it's satisfied. Then, it's not good to find out the way how this problem can be solved.
So, does it mean that the BBT should take charge of the life membership program or to see that they're supplied with books?
No. Life membership, that was in my quad life, he has to be supplied books.
Yes.
So, 50% books to be.
Books from
that is main purpose. 50% must go.
For printing. 50% for printing, 50% for building.
Yes, sir. This is the main purpose.
The difficulty is that in India, there's no other source of income besides the life membership. How they will make things.
What is it? That is discussed.
Yes,
that is discussed. How the process, how the dimension and so. But divinity is already declared, it depends on the process. Now we find out how the process. You get a weakness of divinity. Yes.
That we can discuss afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
So divinity is that. It should be how the complaints should stop and if there are no other income, then how things should be managed. That is DBC should be.
In other words, Srila Prabhupada, DBT is not outside ISKCON. DBT is part of ISKCON and GBC is in charge of support ISKCON. But in this case, DBT, you have your personal attention. So, since you are the supreme authority in ISKCON, you will
not. One thing is that sometimes before, like ISKCON, I said that CB, ISKCON goes to liquidation. Then the DBT also says.
This is only a legal matter.
Legal matter. So I want to protect the
legal. Legally, you will want. But in fact, GBC is also concerned.
And that is what I'm trying to do this. How to stop this complaint.
Yes.
Now they want to maintain from the GBC income. How this can be avoided. It's concerned.
Yes.
It is not something we forget because it's really here.
But these are the important problems. That they, here in India, the members have complaints. Sometimes they are sending complaints in India. So, the fact is, you see, how to collect them from the membership. It is request. How the money is being disbursed. Suppose I, he's a member, taking 2, 2, 2. And how to manage the second? So you see, first of all, that.
This is GBC now.
Yes. This is GBC management.
Prabhupada?
Yes.
I would like to ask a question. Just like in the, now this is one point to consider. Now another point is, which we have put off until this meeting, especially if we consider this meeting, is the moving of the press. The moving of this kind of press. Is that
a GBC matter or BBC matter?
No. It's GBC.
How do you do this?
And,
I want to see as a chairman of the DDP that 50% is spent on printing and 50% is for constructing things. Yes.
And who speaks to that? GDP?
Yes.
GDP, yes. That means, practically speaking, the management.
Mm.
The BBC is separate from ISKCON for legal purposes.
Yes.
But the management of it is done by the
GBC.
Yes. However, at the present, Harvard himself is heading this management. But in this particular case, he's heading it very particularly. This is something
yeah.
Because it's very sensitive issue. It doesn't make sense.
But now, we described this. We just got this report from the boss. Like you said, that you wanted to make some more BBC members.
You already declared it, didn't you?
The reason I'm bringing this up is because heretofore, the BBC has been managed by one or two trustees.
Mm.
And the point is, maybe it is best that it be managed by the GBC.
But that customer managed this thing. Then it is included in the trustee. But to show your capacity that you have managed this thing very nice. These two things, why that could be done? How you can solve it? And why the temple should be maintained by collection of the fees is meant for printing and not touching temples. Why should violate the purpose of the church? So first of all, you manage this museum, then you want it. And the problem remains to say, what is the use of increasing health?
What is obvious is that Prabhupada's interference has always come because we have not done our jobs well.
Yes.
He would very much like to.
Yes, that is his real purpose.
He was, as soon as we show that we can
work
together and stand his mercy. You want?
Now, so far, we look like in German. They unnecessarily get the money by their citizens. Princess, there is no need of keeping money. One thing, that was my policy. I instructed Paranga. So, go pay. That arrangement I made with Dana, that I shall go on paying, don't ask me. So, he never asked. You know that?
Yes.
As soon as I collected, I said, can you go on paying? It should be recalled.
This is very important that we understand. This is not common in the Kali world. The Srila Prabhupada does not like credit or playing with money and saving it or something. You have a debt, you pay it, you don't create debt. Everything is just very honest and very flowing. This I have to learn myself because this is not the way in this world is, although I do a lot of business. And we all have to see that this policy is wrong.
This complaint from the Netherlands is not at all good. If somebody becomes angry, he can find a good.
Mm.
That these men have collected money from us, but not the flesh.
They signed a document, we also signed.
Huh?
We sign one document when they become a member, yeah. And they sign one contract.
But it's not the same. The GDP members have immediately the collection is there. 50% goes to the GDP account and 50% goes to the pension.
May I recommend to the Papa that one GDC member plus GDC India be appointed to look very carefully into this whole...
We appointed. Do this.
Yes.
We appointed.
We will.
Yes, do this.
To investigate this whole...
That started from this.
This whole membership.
I'm giving you the appointment, please.
So we'll discuss it and try to find out the details.
Membership
later on.
It's the men are not at all good. They become very senior. Complaint and sister. Why then? Now, please, she's there. In that boat. Stay outside.
They cannot accuse us of being cheating.
Huh?
They cannot accuse us of cheating.
It is not going to come. Why then? It's going
to make these things.
I have 9 points on your thing.
What is it?
The fact, Sam Sundar, you are appointed a DDP. But what is this?
There's been a very high attrition rate in DDP. There's been a very high attrition rate on DDP trustees.
This seems to be,
I think, so there are a number of points that require discussion. So I don't know necessarily that it's your desire to have them discussed in your presence or, for
no,
example.
I don't want, but you
are. We always love to have your associations.
What about if you at least can approve of the agenda?
Yes.
You can give us your
discussion.
The agenda that we've created so far is... The first point on the agenda is how to become Krishna conscious.
God, have you?
Yes. You said that should be our first point.
That's my thing. It is very practical. Because our consciousness is now polluted. That's like water. Water will be like the crystal clear one. But as soon as it touches the ground, it becomes dark. Mind. So, our consciousness is originally clear, Krishna consciousness. Krishna is my Pita, Master, and Chakra. This is real consciousness. Now, since we have come into this material world, we have said, instead of Krishna, my wife is my Master. So, my wife is my Master, my country is my Master, my political leader is my Master. So, so the Krishna consciousness means to purify this. That is it. And then, so to purify this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a concept. Chaitanya Dattana Madhura, he means the leader of consciousness. This is right. Is it only?
That's the first point.
The next would know that our consciousness is now polluted. The exactly like this. Clear water falls down from the sky. And as soon as it comes in contact with the ground, it will not. You can take the water again and feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And then again feel it. Again to self it.
By nature, water is clear.
Yes.
But sometimes it can become polluted.
And the whole the personal family's name, Chaitanya Dattana Madhura, that is the determination of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. pleasing the Dati. Quality value, social value, government value, international value, value, you say. Without comparison. So that, there is some upad. Unnecessary. That's why, what I have seen this, the coral, there is not a, not crystal. So these are different colors. So we have to strain the water from different colors. That is the system. Consciousness is already there. That you start thinking Krishna, that I am Krishna, I am thinking as my family, and my dad, my family. This thinking is opposite system. When you simply think that I am Krishna, that is it.
So, is in the
comments, just applicable to myself, it's very easy to think that now I'm in a position of responsibility, I may be most advanced, but what your instruction is that I always think that this position of responsibility requires that I become pure, so I have to be very, very careful. I'm not most advanced. I have to chant very carefully and very seriously. Not that I'm already advanced.
Offensive chanting, that is true. That is the easiest process. Invitation. He first of all, the comment, please sing it. And as soon as your heart is filled, then you become immediate. This is the way. So, we always engage either in chanting or reading or preaching. And
this is actually a very easy process.
Yes, it is easy. There is no technique. And to be recommended by Vishnu Mahaprabhu, the authority. Param Vijayati, Sri Krishna, and King. So many things in that.
The agenda for the meeting to decide on. First of all, Jagdish has made a proposal for financing Gurukula. That's to discuss.
Financing.
Gurukula is having some serious financial difficulties. Jagdish has made a proposal which we'll discuss.
But everyone studies there on the old time. So, from every center, some contribution is in.
Yes, that was my proposal. That becomes a kind of tax. In a sense, it's like a school tax.
But at the same time, it will be examined how Gurukul is spending money.
Yes, that needs to make a complete report.
That is the duty of the GDC.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, about this tax, about this money, to be taken from each temple. Gurukula is one of the projects. For example, there may be another project that your divine grace and group, when you travel, there needs to be also, every temple should contribute to that as well.
Well, if every temple cannot contribute, I shall ban it from the GDC.
That is
Well, I'm using that word. But in this Gurukula project, Srila Prabhupada, temples are having difficulty in paying their debts to DDT already. I don't think they can respond. On one hand, DDT, Ramachandra Prabhu, is recommending that we reduce the cost of books. It's being recommended that the tax for Gurukula be
cost of books.
That we discussed with you in Dallas on the Shwarnath.
That is not
a So, what I would
say is not a tax, but by reducing the price to the
temple. Not reducing the price to the public, reducing the cost to the temple, so the temple can make more profit.
But
that we discussed with you in Dallas.
What I am recommending is that instead of reducing the charge to the temple and then collecting a separate tax, do not reduce the charge to the temple. Whatever reduction you were going to give that reduction to Gurukula.
Then that means that BBT is paying.
No, BBT is not paying. You're going to give them a reduction. Don't give it to them.
But for example,
you buy students more books and you also get more money.
No,
they don't need all the money.
No.
Yes.
Is that what about those temples that don't have any children there in Gurukul? Because the real thing is the problem is not just that there are people besides the devotees who are not.
That's
not
the whole proposal. Why not discuss the
religion? Right. We have the whole proposal. Everyone has a copy. So we can discuss that. The main point I'm saying now is to read through the agenda, see if all the food that we're talking about these things. And then, because these things are so detailed, at best, and we have some proposals in writing, we can discuss them more. Anyway, so one proposal is Gurukula finance. Another proposal is Ramananda has made some proposals about Africa, specifically manpower to be sent to Africa. Another proposal, and another thing is to discuss the BBT, BBT loans, moving of the press, several points about BBT, lowering of the prices.
What is that? But they are moving the press.
That Ramaswar should be here too.
Okay.
So if we have a separate meeting, Ramaswar presents his proposal nicely, and everyone agrees, then we should
go into that.
All right. That's one thing to discuss. Another thing to discuss is spiritual sky.
Now I think that there should be some representatives in the press.
Yes, they'll be there.
That you are paying 2,000 rupees and $2,000 per month in the account and $1,000 for foreign loans.
Yes, about that. $1,700 a month to the account, full-time account. That is the average price in America for a first-class accountant. Otherwise, we have to get a trade rishi to come and do this.
And the Kananda is taking
$1,000. Well, here's the problem. That because it is a business, people that work there have to get regular salary and pay taxes. Otherwise, we can get in a lot of trouble.
Well, I have the same thing in France. First, this guy's a legal business. That means you have to legally employ people. But I employ the temple people and just take their salary.
Yes, that's all right.
Did you say Karim is salary?
No, that's a different thing. Anyway, let me finish the point. The point is that legal salary has to be paid, and then taxes have to be paid from that. So, for example, Karim's salary is not really a good example because he doesn't give 50%. But $1,000 is the salary.
Minimum.
And then 200 goes for taxes.
That's what on Monday. Who was managing?
Formerly, I was managing.
You're taking 1,000.
I wasn't taking anything. But that was.
Why do you think?
Because we were working illegally.
The whole situation has deteriorated into a crummy business, and no one's making any profit.
That is an unschooled statement, an uneducated statement.
No, that's not a fact.
Let me finish. That's why I don't want to discuss this with Hunter Gold, but it's an argument. And the next point is that as far as finding out what's
happening,
Right. Well, generally, we have about 17, 18 grihastas employed in Los Angeles, and they get much smaller salaries. And they use, for the most part, they're giving everything over subsistence to the temple as donation. They take out minimum
subsistence.
Well, his point is, as you know, he made that unauthorized loan from BBT when he left for $5,000. And he has to pay it back at $300 per month. So after he makes... When he left last year, he took a loan for $5,000. And he is repaying it at $300 per month. So after taxes, he gets $800. $300 goes to BBT, that's $500. Now, with balance, he supports his wife and children, and his wife is giving donations for deities and so on. So he is not
but
actually...
I don't know why I can't give you...
Who is that?
That ain't nothing. He mentioned his wife and him, etc. He is Indian, I think. And he is qualified for that.
Is it Prabhupada?
He's not a
devotee. Karanda management is, I'm just looking at it from another view, is worth more than $2,000. So if he is getting only one,
your management is not worth $5,000.
Mine is worth nothing.
Then why you're giving Krishna? Anyone, all of them is Krishna, they're qualified. Their family is much more than any communism. So why you are mentioning Quran? All of them, they're giving Krishna. They're all worthy. Take salary. $2,000, $3,000.
Karanda is only, what he's getting is only enough for his maintenance.
That's
we are being maintained.
Everyone can earn money and maintain it. But here,
we started for that reason.
That is not service. That is business.
It is no doubt a fact that Karanda is not giving his full life to service. That is a fact.
Our organization is indeed service.
And then another point in this connection is that when I was in Los Angeles last time, all the people that worked for Spiritual Sky, they were starting to fall away because of Karanda's karmic
violence.
There's also two reports we don't have yet. And we should read those reports. One is Karanda's report, and one is Gopal Krishna Prabhu's report, who have investigated this. Well, yes, so we have not heard yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we should hear and read and then discuss this.
That is your view. All
right, that we'll discuss. The other thing we'll discuss is ISKCON food relief, and we'll also discuss the complaints about books in India. So these things we can discuss.
Shall I read the pledge? I will read.
All right, about the situation here.
Put the pledge in the gentle.
You want to read that pledge?
Oh, you want me to read it, please?
Yes,
I think
so.
The same pledge that the Indian gentleman has written, where it said, Prabhupada, the Church of the Holy, I, Mr. So-and-so, Kami name, initiated name and country.
Yes.
Date of birth. As president residing at of certain nationality, do hereby solemnly affirm, declare and state as under, as follows. I state I have been elected or nominated a member of governing body commission under the recommendation of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, founder and acharya of Krishna Consciousness Movement. Well, we come to of Krishna Consciousness Movement under the banner of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I state that I have imposed all my faith, integrity and honesty in my authoritative Guru Maharaj, with the result he is the sole responsible person and supreme authority of my present position and status, which I have gained and I am holding in the organization of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I, the said Mr. So-and-so, both names, do hereby swear in the name of Krishna that I will bear true faith and alliance to the constitution, bylaws, rules, regulations, and directions, which, and this has been added, which has been given, including four regulative principles.
That should be stated.
Hmm?
The four regulative principles should be stated. That is not, you know everyone. We know it, but there's someone else know it. It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. It's a legal document also.
Yeah, it should be.
If it's in parentheses, it'd be better for
the
it's a legal document.
And chanting 16 rounds very seriously. Very seriously is all I can say. I cannot say a three of offense. Or may be given to me from time to time directly in direction by my appointed Guru Maharaj or through his books. Or another direction given, instruction given directly by him or through his
books. Directly.
Not his books.
Because I am in this direction according to his facts.
Or means both. Or through the commission.
Direct instruction is important. That's why Krishna in the books there's been many instructions. And then he says Sarvadhamman Parisarate. He once said that you gave me instruction before like this. How can I give it? That is not important. The direct instruction is
to me from time to time directly by my aforesaid Guru Maharaj or through his commissioner or through his authorized person or person. And I shall obey faithfully all such instructions and directions which shall be binding on me, and that I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the Managing Body Commission, and or any other body appointed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, working under the said International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
and I shall faithfully discharge the duty upon which I am about to enter, or I have already appointed to that effect. Now, this is an addition. I further pledge that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, is the only source of authority represented by His instructions and books, and I shall follow His instructions, I shall follow the instructions of the books,
only
these books, rather than I will not follow any other books.
And why?
You know, you mean the part about the books, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the part about the books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is to protect, like, if somebody chanting 16 rounds.
He doesn't.
Well, then you should
say, well, I thought if somebody was chanting 16 rounds, it's all in the principle of the reading someone else's book.
I said it to those people.
Yeah, but we've just already read one portion where it says that we will follow direct instructions of Prabhupada.
Right.
So, again, we're repeating instructions.
There's not necessarily about this only source of content.
Why is there no direct instruction?
I don't think
that guy's intention
is not. I further state that I'm holding money and movable and immovable
property. Why is he's not holding money?
So this is I'll take off.
Oh,
God, that
right?
No.
I'm saying right. Any money or property is not under my direction. That's what you're saying.
What is that?
Under his direction. Any money or property is under his direction.
That's a separate thing.
Maybe that should just be left out, because if we're going to have some legal document like an umbrella, then that will take care of all those things.
But that should be in the agenda.
Does the member view his money?
No, he doesn't have personal. He doesn't have anything personal.
No. Yes. At GDC, you do not deal with money. Now, if you're dealing with money, it's a separate presence.
GDC should see that if you leave them properly.
But sometimes.
Why should enlarge itself?
Well, for example, in New York, I just recently signed with Dopey John Bala through the papers on the farm. I signed conjointly with him on the farm. Because the officer has to sign. And we just recently had a thing in New York, it's time in Los Angeles.
Oh,
New
York. Bang, that other thing. That's all right. You were one. He needs one day. The check, I couldn't sign.
Right.
Why didn't you?
There's no account.
That's what you said. Really? The money matter should be that is the president, secretary, and the president. Three men out of three, two should sign. And GBC business is to see that things are going on. GBC is not supposed to deal directly. And he has to lift the touch.
So I think
that's like, but the thing is, in the GDC and the president in the same map, that is not good. That is not good. The president should be separate. So the president, treasurer, and secretary, they will be directly. And Jesus could illustrate his whole account that it is done in the end. You can call Tanwai and Ramji. That's right. Otherwise, in the digital.
You don't want to become entangled in a money. You don't want to become entangled.
What controls the center of the money then?
Huh?
Who has control of the money?
Control means if there is vigilance, examination, inspection, then there is control.
So let's say someone gives the temple president some money and he puts it in an account with his name and the treasurer's name, and they both conspire and take the money.
Yeah, but you can do also.
Anyway,
yeah,
but is it the GDC supposed to be more trusted than
the government? Where God is.
The BBT trustees did it. The BBT trustees also did it. They took an unsanctioned loan from the BBT.
Yes.
What about in a case like myself? I'm a sannyasi and I have a travel on card. So can I handle that money?
Huh?
I'm a sannyasi with a traveling preaching party. So I have no, because I'm personally paying for the money, there's no debt on that card. Is that all right?
That is the size of my suitcase. Best thing is they don't keep money.
No, I have no money in my name.
Anyway, don't think it is spent, then let's pay a expenditure and balance money to give for those lights.
Yeah, we're just,
you know, unless
it's spent. And that means collecting and spending.
Right.
There you have the function of more or less as a president as well as GBC. In that function.
Yeah.
Which is, in that case, it has to happen with GBC.
So we can adjourn for lunch and
yes, next we meet.
The rest of these things we can discuss.
Yes,
in separate meetings.
Yes.
No, they went and told him to come, and he said, "I'm just now coming."